Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Alright folks, buckle up, because today we're diving into something seriously crucial. Building willpower to actually crush those goals you've been eyeing. You know, those aspirations that sit in your back pocket like a half-eaten bag of chips, promising good stuff but often left untouched? Ever felt like your motivation fizzles out before you even get started? Like that grand vision of yourself conquering the world somehow gets lost in the daily shuffle? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, willpower isn't this mythical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a muscle we can all train and strengthen. Think about it like this. Your brain is constantly battling its desires. That urge to binge-watch another episode, scroll endlessly through social media, or just grab that extra slice of pizza. But achieving those goals requires you to push back, to say no to instant gratification and yes to long-term satisfaction. That's where willpower comes in. It's your inner compass guiding you towards what truly matters. So, let's break down five key takeaways that will supercharge your willpower and help you reach those goals, because you deserve to smash them. First up, understand that willpower isn't a bottomless pit. It's like your phone battery. It drains throughout the day. That's why those late-night cravings hit hard when you're already exhausted. Think of it as energy management. Prioritize important tasks early in the day when your willpower reserves are at their peak. Schedule those workouts, tackle that challenging project, and avoid those tempting distractions that drain your mental battery. Second, create a solid plan. I'm talking about a roadmap with clear steps, deadlines, and milestones. It's like GPS for your goals. This takes the guesswork out of things and keeps you focused on the destination. Don't be afraid to break down big goals into smaller, more manageable chunks. Remember those tiny victories along the way. They add up to massive accomplishments in the long run. It's all about celebrating progress, not just the final outcome. Third, build positive habits and routines. We're creatures of habit, right? So, leverage that. Replace those old, self-sabotaging behaviors with new, empowering ones. Want to eat healthier? Swap that daily soda for a refreshing glass of water. Feeling sluggish? Schedule a quick morning walk instead of hitting the snooze button. Small changes, big impact. Next, surround yourself with a supportive crew. Find people who inspire you, challenge you, and celebrate your wins. You know, those friends and family members who are your cheerleaders, even when things get tough. We all need that extra push sometimes, someone to hold us accountable, offer advice, and remind us why we started in the first place. And remember, it's okay to seek out mentors or coaches who can provide guidance and support in your specific area of growth. Finally, embrace the power of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. They're a natural part of the journey. Instead, view them as learning opportunities, chances to adjust your strategy and come back stronger. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your efforts, and remember that progress is rarely linear. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who decided to finally conquer her fear of public speaking. She signed up for a course, practiced day in and day out, and even visualized herself delivering a killer presentation. But then came the big day. She stumbled over a few words, forgot a key point, and almost wanted to bolt. But here's where the magic happened. Sarah took a deep breath, reminded herself why she started this journey, and kept going. She owned her mistakes, laughed them off, and ended up delivering a surprisingly powerful speech. She learned that it's okay to make mistakes. It's how we handle them that truly matters. And that's the key takeaway, folks. Building willpower isn't about being perfect. It's about pushing past those mental hurdles, embracing the journey, and celebrating every step you take towards achieving your goals. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Write down one small goal you want to achieve this week and create a plan to tackle it. Share your progress with me on social media. Let's inspire each other. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and conquer the world, one step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.